The events that irrevocably changed Lord Chang and Miss Maxwell's lives began at the ball held at the Winner Estate, hosted by none other than Lord Winner himself. Lord Catrarararo Winner was a true lord. He could claim ties to the royal family itself. However, he was a kind and generous lord, and allowed himself to rub shoulders with commoners, both those of the untitled noble variety and those of the actual commoner variety, which was less known and truly more fulfilling, if he did say so himself. The ball was ostensibly to celebrate the opening of the season. However, Catra had ulterior motives. He had noticed that Lord and Lady Chang had been acting oddly since the beginning of the season. It was hard to miss. They had always seemed content with their betrothal and delighted, if in an antagonistic way, with each other's company. But suddenly, with the start of the season, each was attempting to find appropriate suitors for the other. Catra had his suspicions as to the reasoning and the timing of this development, and thus the ball. He had invited Miss Schreibecker, whom he did not believe had ever become acquainted with Lord and Lady Chang, and with whom Lady Chang was surely to get along well. And if Miss Schreibecker's father had been looking for a swift and willing match, and if Catra was sure that Lord Chang would treat her with all the respect she deserved due to his treatment of Lady Chang, who had many of the same traits, well, that was merely a coincidence and happy fact. Lord Chang was stressed. His stress was threefold in nature. The first was the intensity of his studies at the time. Marin often told him that he was ever too intense with his studies, and that the rigor now was no more than he usually felt. While she was not incorrect, it was Wu Fei's belief the intensity was more dire at this time due to the approach of the end of his studies. Gundam Wing Regency Marriage of Convenience! AU! Twitfic and possibly not fic. By Opal Song
and Akajevna.
Thought! For today or another time. Arranged marriage, AU. Possibly with bonus regency and cross-dressing.
This I am here for.
To get a lady out of a marriage she doesn't want.
Okay, yep. Here for it.
Do you want to keep with the Faye duo thing we're on, or switch it up?
Because here's the thing, I adore Faye duo, but it depends on what you want to do as well, because I definitely don't mind. I am here for all the ships. Most of the ships.
Okay, I'm having thoughts.
Give me all of the thoughts.
First things first, Q is the heir to a huge fortune, / his family. He's in a relationship with Tro, who is his retainer. Relationship started first, he hired him as cover. This is a secret. Possibly an open secret, but because he is the only boy, his family is like, we don't care, just marry and pop out some kids and continue the line. He is well-liked and regarded by society. Hiro and Relina possibly are married / engaged. They are platonic and best bros, possibly from childhood. They are considered the modern romance.
Society thinks it's some sort of love match because they chose each other, but they are platonic.
Wu Fei and Marin have had an arranged marriage since they were born, basically. They like each other, but really, really do not want to marry each other. Really. Dunno why. Maybe Marin has her eye on someone else, or wants to run away and be a pirate. I don't know. But they need to find someone of high enough standing / social connections that is desperate for a marriage so that Wu Fei can offer his hand and break off their engagement without it being a massive scandal or anyone getting pissed. Or something. Somehow Wu Fei ends up needing a bride on short notice. Yes!
Oh my goodness, I think I know where this is going and I'm so here for this.
And I realize this turned into a marriage of convenience rather than an arranged marriage, but whatever. In any case, Hildy's parents are desperate to marry her off because she is an unashamed lesbian and riotous and generally uncontrollable. She, understandably, does not want to be married off to some dude she has never met. But she has a friend from the wrong side of town who is hella gay and 100% down to dress like a lady, impersonate Hildy, and get married on a lark. This is duo, BT dub. They figure that when the groom figures it out, they'll call off the whole thing and duo will go back to his thieving ways, and Hildy will be long gone. Pirate?
Not sagely. I knew where this was going and I am still here for it. Yes! Oh, duo. Oh, duo.
But suffice it to say that Faye is more desperate than duo expected for this to actually pan out for a bit, and a lot gayer than either of them anticipated. And duo likes to feel pretty and be a kept lady. The thieving still happens. It's just easier to case the joints now.
Hildy is determined to make her own way in the world, to get away from the expectation of the world she lives in. Duo is, of course, willing to help. Not only is it probably a completely terrible idea, but he's the kind of person who could pull it off. And well. Duo rather likes his life of thievery, but there's only so much of it one can take before they need some sort of break. Plus, he gets to look pretty while he's at it, so big plus right there. Oh my god, it would be so much easier for Duo to case the houses of the rich and powerful because they let him in themselves. I just have this image as well of Duo with one of those stunning Regency-era fans. Wu Fei is ultra desperate for this to work. Oh my goodness, it would be such an exercise in control for him because this damn woman is so frustrating. Like, excuse me. At first, it'd go down with them both assuming that they're using the other for their own gain, but eventually it'll end up coming out that, one, Duo is here for Hildy and some profit and the fun of it. And Wu Fei is here so he doesn't have to marry Marin so she can be free. Talk about intrigue. One thing that I'd love to put into this is that a little way into Duo pretending to be Hildy, there is some sort of formal event where they meet Q and T, and T sees right through Duo.
Duo 100% thinks this is a terrible plan that won't last past the wedding. He pulls every stunt he can think of to make sure no one sees him until then. Or at least until the formal engagement or whatever. Which woman is Faye frustrated with? Marin or Duo / Hildy? Or both? And I still, just, why do Marin and Faye need to not be married? And why is it that Faye needs to be married to someone instead? Could be that they are both looking for someone for the other, and Faye is appalled by most of the men he meets. He's actually in talks with Q before he is basically accosted by Hildy's father, who has learned he is looking and is a little desperate. Q tells Faye that Hildy is perfect for him. She's cut of the same cloth as Marin, but without the complications. Faye is not sure he wants another strong-willed woman in his life, but Marin loves the idea and puts forth, rightly, that Hildy will be married off regardless, and at least Wu Fei will treat her honorably. Wu Fei is swayed. Wu Fei is easy to manipulate. Still don't know why they need so desperately to not be married. And yeah, Tro makes Duo the first time he sees her, partially because they actually know each other. Since before QT was even a thing.
Definitely frustrated with Duo / Hildy, because Duo would also actively try not to make this work for too long, because, again, this is only meant to be a thing for a while. He has to go back to thieving. Yes! Oh, I approve of this. Yes to T knowing Q.
Oh dear.
Like I said, exercise in control. Wu Fei having to deal with Duo.
duo pulling every stunt in the book to get Faye to throw him away before the wedding. And Faye having promised Marin that he would make this work for all their sakes.
And also essentially believing that he has to make this work. Not just for him, but to give Hildy a marriage where she won't be constrained and held down by the role society forces upon her. They need to not marry because it wouldn't be right for Marin. She has someone she likes or a dream she wants to pursue that if they were married she couldn't do. Yep.
Exactly. Marin beat it into his head that he was Hildy's only chance and that she wasn't going to be happy until she realized he wasn't going to throw her away for acting out. I was thinking that too, except this makes Faye a complete martyr, which I definitely think him capable of, but I don't really like in this situation. I'd love for it to be a mutual reason that could be solved by either of them getting married to someone else. Faye knows it has to be him, for the same reasons as he has to marry Hildy. He would never say that to Marin's face, though. Not unless they're in the middle of a fight. Could it have something to do with citizenship / staying in England? Any thoughts?
If they marry each other, it's perfect grounds for their family to say that they should return home to China, because there is nothing keeping them in England past their studies.
Oh, I like that! And we definitely had more than that.
We did. We had a lot more than that. I went on a rant about how Wu Fei specifically came over here to study at university, and it was a big thing about he wants to continue his study and he doesn't want to go home because that would mean he would have to start working in the family affairs rather than pursuing himself academically.
And also, like, Marin really likes the society.
Yes.
In England. Like, she's a society person kind of in England.
Mm-hmm.
I think was a thing as well.
Definitely. And, like, they are perfectly happy. Like, they would be perfectly happy to marry each other, but it would mean that they'd have to go home.
Yes. Yes.
So, that takes away some of the martyrdom from Faye, because he's over here like, no, please don't let me return home. And if he marries someone from Britain, it gives him more incentive to, you know, stay in England.
Right. And it means, I think we had this whole thing where he's basically Marin's chaperone over here.
Yes.
And if he marries, then
she has to come home.
No, if he marries, she gets to stay.
Yep.
Like, if he marries someone else, she gets to stay because he can continue to chaperone her.
Mm-hmm.
And she can stay until she makes a good match. And if she marries, he has to stay to make sure that she's okay.
Yeah.
Like, so either way. Exactly. Either way, as long as somebody gets married to someone English, they're all good. They get to keep staying and studying and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So that also gives it a big incentive for Faye to make it work, too, because he's like, no, I sort of need this to work.
Yeah. Which, and I don't think we had much past that.
No.
Except, shenanigans. Yeah. Basically take all of your Regency
era
marriage of convenience cross-dressing tropes and shove them in there because it's all gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, complete with the duo trying to make it so that Wu Fei doesn't know and Troa definitely knowing and just lulzing about it.
Oh, yeah, and we had this thing with Troa knowing and keeping it from Q for a bit.
Not in a malicious way, just...
No. But Q's trying to set up this marriage, and he ends up finding out, and it's just like, you kept this from me. Like, we could have been laughing about this.
Together! And Troa's like, you didn't know! It was so funny!
Yeah.
Would you have told me? And Catra's like, yeah, no, I probably wouldn't have. Oh.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, and eventually they do get married. Mm-hmm. Because eventually, I'm sure they have, like, you know, Faye finds out. I'm sure he finds out some ways into the engagement. He doesn't find out on the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
At the wedding. Like, he finds out some way into the engagement. Or possibly... No. Okay. Wu Fei finds out on the night before the wedding.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
Because Duo is like, oh, my God, I have tried literally everything over the course of this, like, 6-month engagement. Like, everything. I have tried it. Like, we've gone to all the fancy parties. I've been terrible. Like, I started with the, like, first 2 months I didn't see anybody. And when that, you know, we had the engagement party, I had to see people. And then we had, like, 6 months of me acting my worst. And Wu Fei has been an utter gentleman. And because Wu Fei has been told by Marin that Hildy is an unrepentant lesbian, he hasn't tried to, like, anything sexy. Like, he's been respecting her personal space.
And, you know, just doing the base, bare minimum gentlemanly romance stuff that is expected by society.
Yeah.
Everything else is just like...
Well, like, he's trying to do a bit of, like, a wooing in a sort of friendship way. Like,
yes.
I respect you and all of that sort of stuff. Like, you can be comfortable with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then... But Duo was like, I can't make this guy go away. And he's, like, writing letters to Hildy like nobody's business. Like, I can't. He won't go away. Like, he just won't call it off. And he won't, like, feel me up either. And so it comes out, like, the night before the wedding, because Duo just, like, outs himself. Because he does not expect this marriage to go through. He did not expect to get this far. Hildy is happily, like... on a pirate ship, like, way out in the ocean. Like, she's well and truly safe from being married off now. Like, this can stop. He likes dresses, but another day in a corset might just break him. And another day of having to, like, flutter his eyelashes at Wu Fei for the public might just break him. Because,
oh God.
Gosh darn it, Wu Fei is fucking handsome. Anyway, so he outs himself. He's like, do I look like a lady? Or something. I don't know. There's a big fight.
Oh, that'd be a fight.
And then Wu Fei basically tells him, like Wu Fei breaks down a little bit at this point. And not... for the reasons that Duo was expecting. Was expecting Wu Fei to rage and break down and all of this because, you know, because he's not a woman. And Wu Fei just, like, breaks down because he needs this marriage to work.
Oh, Fei.
Like, yeah.
Like, majorly.
And I think at this point, maybe Marin is actually courting someone, but they're in, like, really early stages courting.
Mm-hmm.
They're still, like, fluttering eyelashes and talking to friends of friends.
Yeah.
Of the people that they like. Like, it's still sort of feeling their way out. And so, like, she doesn't really have anyone that they could say, okay, you know, my marriage didn't work, but 2 months from now she'll be engaged and so we can send that back to our parents and it'll be fine. Like, he needs to be married for a while. And so Duo hears this and is like, oh, well, shit.
It literally would turn into this, man, if you told me, we could have, like, had so much time to figure this out.
Like, but I thought you were Hildy. I thought you were a woman. I've never met the woman before.
At least Duo would have the satisfaction that, you know, hey, at least he's good at, you know,
passing.
Yeah, he's passable.
I think God. Maybe Duo makes a crack about, like, well, if, you know, if I'm doing this for you, I better get some conjugal rights out of it. And he means it totally as a joke.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, I better get my wifely rewards for this. And he means it totally as a joke because Wu Fei is a dude and is probably straight, you know, because people are. You just don't talk about the other.
Yeah, and he was after a woman very clearly for marriage, even if, yeah. You know, he was under the impression that Duo, who is a gay man, was a lesbian, and it's all sorts of confusing stuff.
Yeah, but he's like, this guy probably wants a lady, like, I'm gonna make this joke. You know, it's funny, haha. So they get married, and it's the wedding night. And, you know, the wedding goes beautifully. Duo looks gorgeous. Wu Fei feels all sorts of awkward complimenting him.
Yeah.
And saying all the appropriate things. But he does it anyway. And Duo is kind of ridiculously flattered. Because Wu Fei means it.
Mm.
You know, it's hella awkward. But he means every word that he says.
Yeah.
And he's kind of really ridiculously earnest and intense about it. Wu Fei is like, this is my marriage. I'm going to do this right.
Freaking Wu Fei.
Also, my parents will kill me if I don't do this right.
Yes.
And everybody thinks that Duo is a woman, and I haven't told Marin yet, and she will fucking slaughter me if I don't do this right.
Literally, like, Marin is the highest priority on that list.
Yeah. Marin finds out, like, 2 days later. Actually, she might find out the next day. Because mm-hmm. that evening, they go and to their marriage bed. And Duo is expecting, like, we'll get undressed, we'll rumple up the sheets, you know, we'll make it look like, you know, we had sex there. Maybe one of us will leave the room, you know, we'll go into the ensuite, and the other one will, like, jack off or something. Maybe they don't have ensuites. Anyway, we'll make it look like we had sex.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's consummated. You know, we'll have fun, like, doing the, like, moans or whatever. Like, he has this all planned out in his head.
Yeah.
Like, fun times. Fun times. Even if Wu Fei seems, like, really serious and intense. Fun times.
Oh, dear.
Wu Fei seduces the shit out of him.
Absolutely.
And after seducing the shit out of him, you know, like they do the thing, they do the deed, it's all great.
Mm-hmm.
Duo is like, what the fuck? Like, that was like some of the best sex I've ever had. Possibly. But then the next day, Wu Fei is back to, like, normal. Like, totally yeah. normal Wu Fei.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and, like, never mentions it.
Oh, God. Fei
is internally freaking out. And actually later, he goes to visit Marin. And they're in, like, this tiny room with no one else. And he verbally freaks out. He just, like, the entire story comes out. And the fact that he slept with a man and liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the man wasn't even in, like, any, like, gowns or anything. Though, oh, God. Why did he just have that image?
Now that he's thought of it, it's like, oh dear.
Yeah, but you know, like he was obviously a man
mm-hmm.
when he fucked him, and just like he really liked it and wants to do it again, but like, you know, like
propriety.
Yeah. Yeah, propriety and that sort of, and also like he wants it, but he's not that sort of person.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's having a sexuality crisis. Marin and also, is just like, oh God.
And also, as well, a part of it is like, well, he requested the wifely duties. Like, he wants that compensation. But, like, how much compensation is too much compensation?
Yeah! Okay, I was trying to figure out how to make this awkward for Wu Fei. Because Duo obviously wants it, but yeah, like, how much is too much? Like, Wu Fei, like, tries to figure out how much sex normal married couples have. Exactly.
How much sex is appropriate for a normal Regency Victorian straight marriage.
Exactly. He tries to figure it out, and basically the conclusion that he comes to, because nobody's talking about it, is not much.
Yeah.
He talks to, like the male friends around, and basically everybody's like, well, I just do it whenever I want, and, you know, whenever I want it, I just call her into my room, and it's like, but, And, like, somebody says something about, like, oh, I make her ask for it sometimes.
Ugh.
You know? Or something like that. And Wufei comes to the conclusion, yeah, dudes are pigs.
Yeah.
I mean, Wufei already knew that. But yes. Wufei comes to the conclusion that, basically, Duo's a dude, despite dressing up as a lady. He's a dude. And he will just ask whenever he wants sex. Whenever he wants that compensation, he'll ask for it, right? And Wufei will just go at his schedule. So Wufei acts like nothing happened until the next time that Duo makes a joke about wifely duties.
Because he takes that as the...
The go signal.
Yeah.
The I want to get boned signal. At which point, that night, Duo, he seduces the fuck out of Duo again. Like, just...
Honestly, poor Duo. Because he's over here just and, like...
And here's the thing, because Duo makes comments sometimes about, like... Like, if you want to, like, go down to the docks, I can recommend a couple of houses to go to that are really discreet. Or if you want to, like, have a mistress on the side, like, that's all cool.
Mm.
You know?
Because, you know, Duo isn't gonna, like, limit.
Well, he's not gonna make this straight dude, like, be chased forever. Or for the length of their marriage. And then Duo slowly, because we're gonna add some angsty miscommunication in here. Even though that's not normally my jam. Because Duo comes to realize that Wufei only fucks him when he makes those jokes about compensation. And he figures that Duo is doing it only for his sake. I mean, that Wufei is only having sex for him because he thinks he has to. That Duo will, like, leave and ruin everything if he doesn't.
Oh, God. These two, I swear to God.
And that's when he starts making all the comments about, like, you know, I don't mind if you go hire prostitutes. I don't mind if you take a mistress. Like, it's all good. I don't need sex. And, like, he's not that blunt about it. Because Regency era. But Wufei takes that as a cue of, oh, shit, I've been too bold.
Yes. Oh, he takes it like I've been coming on too strong.
Like, I've been doing this way too much. Like, oh shit. Like, there must be something wrong with me if I want it this often. Like, I've never wanted it this often with a woman. You know, I want it every so often with a woman, like, but never this often. And now I want it like all the time. Like, there's something wrong with me. Wufei is my favorite angst muffin. I have no other angst muffins. Wufei, I just... Okay. Anyway, they eventually figure their shit out. I don't know. Possibly it involves Marin banging their heads together.
Mm-hmm. Also, there has to be a conversation, like an awkward conversation with Tro and Q at some point. Like, with either one of them. It has to be a conversation.
Okay. Okay. So... Marin does not bang their heads together. She's, like, actually, by this point, deep in the throes of being courted and courting this other dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's actual, possibly, marriage stuff on the line here. And this guy is great. He's, like, everything she could ever want. You know, possibly a pirate captain in disguise. Or not in disguise, but, like, also a pirate captain.
Yeah.
You know, as well as being an English noble. But he, because he is an English noble, he will be able to keep them there.
Yeah.
Anyway, but she pulls herself away from that long enough to realize what's going on in Wufei's life. Mostly because he won't leave her alone with his angsting. You know, he's like, oh god, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, holy shit, you realize that some people have sex drives, right? And then she talks to Q and Tro about it because they're like the only gay couple that she knows.
Yeah.
Also, she's been laughing about this whole thing with them.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she figured out pretty quickly that they knew. And they have just been, like, heckling these guys the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to them and she's like, look, you guys know their situation. And also, you're a gay couple. Would you please sit them down and explain some things? Because everyone's miserable.
Yes.
Because Duo has been writing to Hildy, and ever since the marriage and that seduction, like, so at first he stayed in the marriage because, holy shit, that was some good sex, I might get more. And also, I feel a little responsible to not dick over this guy's dreams.
I mean, maybe.
But then he slowly starts to actually fall for Faye. Because, like, Faye is a really good guy. Like, he's ultra honorable. And honestly, like, he still does all the romantic shit that they did while they were dating, like, while they were courting.
Yeah.
He still does all that shit for Duo. Because that's just...
No, because that's just, like, the kind of person that Faye is.
Exactly.
And he's got this weird, like, sort of semi-awkwardness occasionally. It's very endearing.
He's very... I mean, he's tsundere. Tsundere is what he is. He's like, I hate you! I obviously... I just made too much lunch. You should have it. It's very much that sort of thing.
Yeah. Like, oh, the garden cut too many roses. Here's, like, 20.
Exactly. Like, like, yeah. The gardener just, like, yeah. Yeah. They were going to be thrown out anyway. Here. It's very much that sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And except if they're out in public, then Wufei is the picture of a gentleman.
Yes.
Because he knows what he's supposed to do. Anyway, so Duo's been falling for this guy. And now, like the courtship with Marin is serious enough that he could have left, like, a month ago.
Mm.
Like, but he that's hasn't. Getting... But he hasn't. Because, oh god, this guy. And if he leaves, he's going to go back to being, you know, on the street, which he loves. Like, don't get him wrong. Like, that's, it's not the life that he's sad about going back to, but he won't get to see Wufei anymore.
He won't get to see him,
like, like, want rice for breakfast and constantly berate the chef for not being able to cook it right.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that smile of his right after they finish, like, where he seems to actually want to be there.
Oh, this is starting to get painful. How dare you pull out that voice? I see you.
Yes.
Feelings.
Oh, yes.
But, like, all of the things, like, those little tiny noticeable things, the little endearments, yeah. It's just, ugh.
So he's been writing to Hildy this whole time, and he's like, my heart!
Poor little love-struck duo.
Yep.
And Hildy's and over here, like, just talk to him!
And Duo's like, but I can't do that! He thinks, like, this is,
He thinks I'm just in this for the sex.
and to, like, help him out. And I can't, like, spring that on him. What if he thinks that he then has to, like, woo me more and like, sex me more because I am in love with him. Like, I can't do that to him, Hildy. And then Marin.
Because Marin, too. Because she would be on the same wavelength. Like, just talk to him. Like, my God, Faye. Just talk to him. But
she knows that Faye's issues go way deeper.
Yes. So she's like, I am going to call in the intervention.
And the intervention is Catra and Troa.
Yes.
And they, go call on them. And they sit in the parlor.
Literally, the image in my head is them in the parlor and Q just sitting there with a cup of tea, just, like, slowly sipping, just smiling.
And they're sitting there, Duo in the dress that they have not fucked in yet. And, no, they haven't fucked at all when Duo is wearing ladies' clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wu Fei doesn't get to do it as, you know.
Yeah.
He wants Duo to be a man every time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. They don't get to do it often enough to for him to want to explore that.
Yes.
And anyway, Q sitting there, sipping his tea, and then just like, I feel like he's ultra blunt.
He is.
In his Q sort of way, just like, Wu Fei, do you actually want to have sex? With Duo. And he uses Duo, not Hildy.
Yes.
And they're like, what? And they freak out.
And that's when they find out that these two have known Troa has known the entire time, and Q's known nearly the entire time.
Yeah. Anyway, and it comes out, and Catra is like, let me be frank with you. Like, there is nothing wrong with you, Wu Fei. Tro and I bang every day. Possibly more than once every day if we can get away with it.
Dear God, just Tro in the background, just this smile.
Yep. This just, like, smug smirk.
Like, yeah, that's his entire contribution to this part of the conversation. It's just the smirk.
This is, like, self-satisfied, like, oh yeah, I tap that at least once a day. And then, it comes out that, like, Duo thought he was, you know, manipulating Wu Fei and demanding that Wu Fei do things that he doesn't want. And Wu Fei had gotten it all mixed up in his head that he wasn't supposed to want this and all of that. And Catra going, Wu Fei, you might be gay. Like, maybe bisexual, you know, a little bit of liking girls every once in a while, but... you might like men.
Oh, Q. God, I love Q.
Anyway, after that incredibly awkward conversation. They do not actually bang.
No.
Because Duo is like, oh God, this guy has basically been in love with me for the whole time. I need to figure out what the fuck I'm doing. And Wu Fei is like, oh shit. I learned a lot of stuff about me, myself, that I did not know. And from here, it can go one of two ways, I'm thinking. Okay. And I don't know which is better. In the one way, they could, you know, go sort of their own way for like a day or two, figure their shit out. And then come back and have rampant sex. And Duo just kind of lives as a lady for the rest of the time. Just, you know, every time. You know, they get really lax in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it eventually comes out that, like, Hildy comes back and it's like, oh, that's not Hildy, but obviously she's a high-class lady.
Yeah, obviously. You know,
she's Wu Fei Chang's wife. Right?
Yes.
So that could be a thing. Or we could go the they sort of go their own way for a couple of hours, come back, bang vigorously for the whole night, both of them knowing what's up. And then Duo says, I need to go. Like, I can't live as a woman for my entire life. Like, I really love you, but not even you are worth living my life as a lie the entire time. Like, I can't live as Hildy. And Marin got engaged yesterday. So you have a reason to stay now. Like, I need to go remember what it's like to wear pants. And, like, go back to my life. Because this life is also not me. Not really. Like, I've played at it enough. And I just, like, you know, like, I love you. I really do. But I can't be this person. And Wufei going, okay. Like, I respect you. I respect that decision. I also love you. And I love you enough to not make you be miserable.
Yeah.
So then Wufei Chang has been abandoned by his wife, Hildy. Who later turns up as a pirate.
So the story all matches up.
Yeah, so the story actually all matches up. And it's like a month or two, and Q, it's like tearing his hair out. He's like, what the fuck? We had the talk. You guys figured it out. You were both in love. And Duo up and fucking leaves and you let him? Ah!
He'd be so mad.
He's seething.
The image of Q just sitting there in the parlor tearing his hair out and Troa just patting him on the shoulders. It's okay.
Just like, Q just despairs of everything at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Marin doesn't, though. Like, Marin knows that this is the right decision. Because now that they know how the other person feels, it doesn't feel desperate why they're leaving. It doesn't feel like they're leaving a thread dangling.
Yeah.
You know? And it has to be, like, a couple months later or something. Like, time to breathe. Wufei's got his feet back under him. He's studying again. All of that sort of thing. Duo's pulled a bunch of heists. He misses being able to wash his hair every day. And then Duo happens to be hanging out. Well, no. Wufei then goes to visit one of the houses that Duo had mentioned earlier. And doesn't even necessarily sleep with any of the prostitutes. Just starts, like, getting to know them. This actually does wonders for his reputation, because everybody thought he was a little stodgy beforehand. And now he visits prostitutes, like, every other night. And he just...
Like, well, he's recovering from his wife leaving him. I mean, it's about time.
Exactly. And he just hangs out at the, like, and he gets to know all of the working girls, the working dudes, and he just hangs out there. And they get to know him as, like, you know, Duo's husband. Like, his ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
Because he's not shy about the fact that he was married to Duo when Duo was Hildy and that sort of thing. And then one day,
I have this feeling like a lot of the, like, not the underground, but a lot of the lower class who are friends with Duo knew what was going on.
Oh, dude, because, all of the servants knew.
Yeah, like everybody
knew. All of the servants knew. They didn't know that the servants knew. Duo had an inkling. Mm-hmm. Wufei had no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody, like all of the servants, like anybody sort of below a certain class level who would have known somebody who knew Duo, like, they all knew exactly what was going down. But it's been a little while, and then one day Wufei shows up to one of these houses, and there's a new girl working, And she has long brown hair and the most delicious gown. And that's when they fuck in the dress.
Yes. I knew you were going to get there eventually. I wasn't going to push.
Yeah, that is when they fuck in the dress. And Wu Fei has been planning this. And he goes to one knee and proposes properly. When they're both naked. When Duo is definitely a man. And he's like, I don't care if you want to live here. I don't care if I have to be a bachelor, quote unquote, a bachelor for the rest of my life, but I want you to be my wife for real.
Yep.
And Duo is
I'm just
like,
nodding my head in satisfaction right now. Just yeah.
And Duo is like, well, I still fucking hate corsets, but like, washing my hair every day was pretty sweet. And so, he doesn't necessarily live his life as a woman, but they do get married. They have this big courting thing, and he's a woman for the courting.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Wu Fei Chang found this gorgeous foreign beauty or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something weird like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like Duo looks different enough from when he was being Hildy.
Yeah, exactly.
That, you know, the court or whatever, society doesn't notice. They might notice that Wu Fei found somebody distressingly like his previous bride.
Yeah.
But they're just like, yeah, we don't talk about it. It's like that dude who married his dead wife's sister. You know, just nobody
nobody talks about it. I mean, so what if the man has a type? I mean, he found someone else. He's happy.
Yeah.
Let's just be happy for him.
And he seems happier this time, less stressed.
Yeah.
And his wife is a, is like a traveler. Or someone who isn't around all the time.
Yeah.
Wu Fei is such a gentleman to not care and to support her in her studies, etc.
Such a doting husband.
Yeah, exactly. Bullshit. Either that or she's like really sickly. One of the two. But I like the traveling.
I like the traveling
thing better.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's how they get around that. Because he also has his in his employ like her twin brother or something, or just like as a servant someone else, though I like the twin brother thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, as his manservant sometimes. And yeah, so Duo can kind of, he can play the woman when he wants to be Wu Fei Chang's wife, and he can be himself the rest of the time and still have access to awesome bathing facilities.
I love that that's literally like the biggest plus of his marriage.
He's like, dude, I could like be in love with Wu Fei and he would visit me down at the docks. I wouldn't be able to wash my hair.
Just like, this is his priority.
Yep. Wu Fei knows this. He makes sure Duo gets the best bathroom.
Of course.
Yeah, and they're happily in love, and various servants who are not in the know, alternately, society people are pretty sure Wu Fei is banging a pair of twins. They're like, get it, bro.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, Regent Sierra.
Yeah. Yay!
Okay, the end!
The end.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this rambling mess, please leave feedback for us at AO3, at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong or /Arkadyevna. And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it.